Well, I need to report it before I try to.
Two things, one, it's Irwin, he's read this letter to you on television.
Sure.
He stated that he had a conversation with you on the phone, and you had agreed to meet with the chairman privately. Didn't use the word privately, with the chairman. Some other important business, that you worked with, was taken care of. It was like him in the door, he was then reading the unanimous resolution of the committee that they were entitled, to documents.
All documents.
Documents. Dealing with.
Including Gardner.
Now, after, your telephone conversation, which Irwin took in a committee here, in a private session, in which they were all listening.
Why is they were there?
Yeah. Gurney called Melaire, and he said that this morning, he and Inouye tried to prevent a subpoena action, and said, why don't we talk to the president before we do this? And he said, I've got no one here I can talk to. Dan Inouye is trying to be helpful. Couldn't I come down and come over and have a drink with you and Bryce Harlow to bring Inouye?
No problem.
Now,
I don't know, there's a problem.
Now, Lynn, oddly enough, is against this. He said that in the context of your telephone conversation, in fact, if he believes that you want to hold to your letter, and should hold to your letter.
I don't talk to her, and we can't go around it.
And this will be interpreted as a negotiating effort on the part
of the right.
He's right.
Even though
Bryce, Mel, Bazaar are the other view, and even Ron, Gurney, our friend, makes this call, we can't just turn him off. I think we should find another way. So it doesn't look like Bryce and Mel are negotiating a compromise.
The trouble that you can't get any help at all. And,
you only come out one way, and that's.
They can't negotiate. I mean, these people are trying to.
It's just like Vietnam.
Bryce and Mel, they realize how hard I feel about this Thursday.
Well, I told them that you felt very hard about it, and I'd like to go back and tell them that there'll be no goddamn meeting, and you want to tell Gurney that we're with him. God bless him, he's the only friend we've had up there. pre-negotiation for Fold.
No, no. I agreed to meet with Bagel, with Irvin, and I put in the basis that I told Senator Irvin I would meet with him alone. That's the way it's going to be. That's the way it has to be. Any other meetings would be, I told the senator we would not have other meetings, and I know that he and I as constitutional lawyers should discuss this alone.
First,
now don't pull any punches out with regard to reporting what I said in that conversation, or I know these little boys are not, I say little boys, they're not little boys, but some of them tend to think little at times. They're going to say, oh Christ, why did he say that, why did he say that? But I said every word, that was the most major, you know how I talk. That's why I talked to Brother Breeden when he came in 4 years ago. That's why I talked to Jeremiah. It's the way you do it. Just stick it right to it. God, you either fight or you're not going to fight.
Right.
All this crap. Well, I was saying, maybe we can work this up. Bullshit, there's nothing to work out. He put this up in the press.
It's private, he said, in a private eyes only letter to the president, which I would need. You're probably laughing. So,
well, I told him I'd seen it in the press. Well, I think it leaks all over the place. We don't know. Tell Ron all the leaks around here. We talk about it all morning. So what it was. You understand? That's what they have. No, there should be no meeting when we are in Barnanoia.
Absolutely.
And the whole committee, frankly, passes a resolution calling for it. So it could be it. Maybe the whole Senate passes a resolution. Fair enough. You understand? That could come. But they have screwed. Truly bought a hot fire.
I agree.
You understand what we're doing here?
The committee, we stay tough with.
What?
The committee, we've got to stay very, very tough with. They've already lost their. That's what a far reaching, goddamn, rambling, non judicial, partisan group of bastards. And everyone knows what they are. You know, I think we've got. You have to be very, very
tough. The lead guys know what I said, who you after. Out together, so it should be. Is that disturbing? Not really.
I don't think it's disturbing.
No, but they know, why don't they know? Why did he kid? I mean, you read the news summary this morning. You read what he said down in Florida. You read everything else. He's out kicking our balls out there. And his soul down there kicking his balls out. Now what the hell are you going to do? And he's not going to get away with that, Al. The President of the United States can't be kicked around by a goddamn senile senator.
That's the question. It's public. Everything's TV. No way. Right, it seems. They have a goddamn little delegation get together before you're meeting with that.
No, sir.
That's bad.
See, what I'm going to come up with is a bizarre canal make a study as to what, if anything, give the son of a bitch. But if anything, now we are allowing these quantums to go in and make notes, right? But I'm not going to allow them to go in and make copies. You agree?
Totally. This is the way.
All right. You understand? I want to be sure we understand.
And besides, if we have it, if we're going to give on anything at any point in this process, it's to be in the Cox forum, not in the goddamn committee forum, Mr. President. Because there it's going to be tougher.
Because of the law, you mean?
The law.
Prosecuting people. So what are we going to get?
So, you know, we just cannot do things with this committee which gives Cox another line of departure from which to start his work, which is far more important and more significant to Bob and John and to the presidency.
Let me say, as far as the presidency is concerned, I'm so disgusted with Cox and the rest of it, I'm about to let it go next week. Anyway, I know everybody else knows wrong, but believe me, we're fighting a desperate battle against a bunch of damn partisans. And Elliot will come back and flat these things.
to Cozy.
By God, that's bizarre, or somebody, or you can, I told Sigurd, but he's too busy, gotta get off their ass and get up the chapter and verse and put the Cox. And his colleagues have said, which indicate, you know, we're out to get the president and all that sort of thing. Gotta do that. Also, how they leaked, how many leaks they had. Look, goddamn, if I had the time, I'll have to do this. Do these fellows think of that sort of thing?
They said working.
Okay.
Working on the man, working on the Democratic.
This is the time and lens, absolutely.
Right. I agree, you know, right, it's
I agree with you, sir. That's it. You said.
Len is the smartest of the whole bunch.
Oh, he's brilliant. He's about 5 leagues ahead of the others. Sometimes, and he's loyal this time, but Len sometimes will, see, Len is looking at the curve down the line. And heck, all these, Mel, and even Bryce is smart enough, but Mel, Bryce, and Ron would be compromisers because they might, you know, they don't want a bad story. They might take the bad story. Screw it. I don't know how bad it's going to be.
This is no
problem. Maybe this is a bad story to say that we won't furnish incriminating papers. That's what they're going to try to say, is we only want papers regarding criminal action. We told them they can go in and they can testify to it. They can go in and they can come out and make notes on it. Now, what in the name of God more do they want? Now, they want the papers themselves. They want their counsel to go through and pick it up after the way they leave.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to get it now. You may have missed some of the nuances of what I was saying.
I've bastards, and the guy acts the way he acted.
Who, if anybody, can carry the message to Goldwater? Any of that?
I think that. Or Bryce.
Goldwater has no brains at all in terms of a sophisticated. God damn it, I can't. Look. Now, if you have any doubt on the papers issue, let me know. I don't think you can start a selective release without releasing everything. And I just don't think so. And I can simply say there's nothing involving criminal activities. Maybe we should put that up. We could say that. Say that. We're covering nothing. They can testify about it.
Evidently, you have turned witnesses loose to testify under oath without any inhibition of executive privilege.
And a man who has stolen documents and also been an embezzler is allowed into the White House for the purpose of looking over his file, see if he can find any more dirt that he's going to put out of the president, including confidential top secret information.
There's just no way. You've drawn the line on executive privilege. It's a constitutional issue, and God damn it. Now, where the flexibility rests, although I really think that you don't even want to use that, is it something that wouldn't be a presidential paper?
I know. You mean that guy,
a paper to the department, to the Republican committee, the creep, or to...
Maybe the political stuff.
Well, they have all that in.
Well, they've got to get it from
them. They've taken all the committee files.
Load down on that. Well, Bizarre can look. He's already looked at it.
See, I think that's what we want. We want to say that, though, for...
Bizarre looked.
He's been looking, yes.
This is what we can give?
Yes. Well, he's looking at Strong's files. That's where they are.
Strong's files, because...
He sent these things out on the campaign and why had the two that the creep into the committee, and they had subpoenaed and had under their control all those files.
The Strauss
never really liked that. So these would be the duplicates, but they'd be the original file copy of what they've already got access to. We'll make a big deal out of it. But I don't think we should do it with the committee. I think we should do it with Cox, which is going to be a much tougher constitutional problem for us. I think we're much better taking a strong position with the Senate, whose performance has been blatantly partisan, totally irresponsible, and classified that
leaks.
And there you've got a separate branch of government. You'll always have a Senate committee of its character. Open television.
You know, Bizarre's feelings would be bad to turn over papers to the cops.
Well, he thinks that we may want to, in order to not precipitate any constitutional issue, which the law reports, and perhaps even the Supreme
Court. Maybe by that time we need a fire.
That's a good issue to find before it goes on the limit. But I don't think it's a good issue to try to buy off the committee on. We're not buying those bastards off. They're television hounds. That's what they are.
So he said the president agreed to meet with him. I didn't agree to even say that. I said, well, next week.
Did he play it the way I thought?
I said, I was kidding.
No, that as if he, the chairman, had managed to at least to get some kind of a dialogue going.
On the papers only. He didn't say he was going to talk about
no.
The pain. I said, no, I nearly marveled that. I said, you're not.
it came out to one of Mr. Bethany's. He couldn't do what they had gained to him. And that was, they were going to hit you for not only sending that letter, which they claimed was unconstitutional, but also for failing to even talk to them or agree to discuss the procedure.
Sure.
So you defused that, and we're now in a position where we can fight and hold, and you're not being charged with being unreasonable. You're being charged with being strong and principled. That's fine.
Wednesday night.
I think Wednesday would be better.
Wednesday.
Starling.